Next item.
Thank you.
Item number 16, WO234, liquid chromatograph tandem mass spectrometer system, page 156.
Good morning. I'm Karen Domagalski from the Medical Examiner's Office. With me is our new forensic toxicology director, Sarah Schreiber. She started in May of this year. We are requesting a liquid chromatograph for numerous reasons. Number one being it will increase our turnaround time. Number two, it will help us with increasing our referral work to surrounding counties. And also, it will help us screen for the new designer drugs that we're now finding. We currently do a drugs of abuse screen right now, which we look for alcohol, benzos, cocaine, cannabinoids, amphetamines, methadone, buprenorphine, opiates, oxycodone, and other prescription drugs. This machine will allow us to look for the new designer drugs, such as the synthetic marijuanas, the bath salts that you're hearing about right now. If you have any further questions, Sarah can answer you regarding technical information with the machine.
Supervisor Lipscomb.
Thank you. When we touched on this briefly when we were in the operating budget, because it was listed on that, for as one of the projects in the land sales use. I guess two questions. One for the for DAS would be sort of why this method of split financing where or use bonds for three quarters of it and the land sales for the remainder. That would be my first question, I guess.
Chairman, supervisors, thank you. Is this a mechanism just to a financing mechanism to fund the project? My response.
So there's no.
It provides us flexibility to stay under that $36.5 million bonding cap.
Okay. And then for the department, I was told that there were two machines that had been evaluated and that one was more than $100,000 less, but would also meet the criteria. Is that accurate? Or?
We received two different quotes in May for the machines, and there was a significant price difference between the two quotes.
Did they both meet the specifications that you're looking for? And if so, why would we buy the more expensive machine?
Chairman and supervisors, we very quickly, I was just hired in May, and at that time I found out we were in a position where we needed to put things forth for the budget request. So very quickly I contacted two manufacturers for this type of equipment and got them to provide us with a very broad quote for the instrument that we were utilizing. At that time we didn't have very specific specifications in mind, just knowing that we wanted to try and bring that technology on board to bring us up to date and state of the art with the equipment that we're utilizing. So I left it sort of open to those two vendors when I asked for quotes for a purchase of this equipment. So there is a difference in cost. I don't necessarily believe that the quotes, if you would get more from various vendors, would be that broad sweeping and that difference. I believe the higher quote encompassed a few more things. They were trying to upsell some features of theirs, and it would sort of depend on the specifications that we brought forth when we actually brought this out for purchase. So I'm not certain that there really would be, you know, an over $100,000 difference in bid quotes once we had the necessary specifications on paper for them.
In saying that, are you saying that you believe that the higher quote had additional functionality that you weren't asking for, or that the lower quote did not meet the functionality that you would expect?
I think the lower quote undercut what we would probably want as far as functionality of the equipment. There is a pretty broad opportunity to do new detectors. This particular equipment is a tandem mass spectrometer, but you have the option of creating a third detector on there, which allows for even more functionality of this equipment to do even greater things. I believe the larger quote would encompass us to be able to do those things and would make this a very long-standing piece of equipment for us in that capacity, where I don't believe the lower quote did encompass that as an option.
I understand.
Thank you.
Supervisor Stamper.
Thank you. Yeah, I remember me asking about this project during budgeting. And what if the $126,000 wasn't realized? Remember that question? Would the lower quote be, would this financing that is available be enough for the lower quote? Because there's a $126,000 that is coming from land sales that, you know, it's not guaranteed.
I guess that'd be a question for DAS. The lower quote was $330,000. I'm not sure.
Do you remember the other quote for the other machine?
About $450,000. And those were quotes in May. I anticipate the price has increased since then.
Oh, really? Is it better technology since then?
Not necessarily due to better technology, but just their manufacturing things increase. They increase their costs approximately twice a year, and that's at different times depending upon who the manufacturer is. It's probably not a dramatic increase in cost, but they do increase the cost of the components for each of their equipment.
Okay. And I don't know if you heard my questions, but I'll get back to that. The synthetic drugs that are popular today, other than the ones you named, which ones are they?
We would be able to lower our detection for the things that we are already looking for, as well as broaden the panel to look for synthetic cannabinoids, the cathinones and bath salts that are popular, any other designer drugs that may come about. It gives us a better look at what the compound is structurally to be able to identify it. We're also able to do more with the tryptamines and phenethylamines that are becoming quite popular. Okay. So it's a pretty broad, sweeping, you know, kind of drug list out there that's being fastly utilized by the public.
People are dying from left and right.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Hey, excuse me. Did you hear my question, Josh? I might have been to Mr. Madison, though. Yeah, what if we got in this equipment, what if the $126,000, you know, for the land sales isn't realized, you know, based on your creative financing? Are we going to wait till we get it when are they going to be able to get the equipment?
Thank you, Chairman, Supervisors. The land sale is anticipated, the revenue is anticipated to be received in February of 2014. The bond issue typically occurs in early spring, so you're looking at March, April, so it kind of coincides with that. If for some instance or some factor we don't receive that money, we'd be doing either a fund transfer in order to realize that $126,000 in land sale revenue to fill that gap.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Any other questions on the spectrometer? If not, thank you.